in the case of business-to-business e-commerce, it's worth about $15 trillion. And business-to-consumer e-commerce is worth about $1.2 trillion.
And what's the major challenge for developing countries and the least developed countries? There's often the sense that there's the willingness to do it, the manpower, but not the tools.
You know, we're seeing that the opportunities for even low-income countries and least developed countries to engage in e-commerce have increased tremendously over the past few years for various reasons. We have seen the rapid spread of mobile telephony and mobile applications and better access to internet through these mobile networks. We have seen the evolution of new payment solutions, new e-commerce platforms that are really geared towards the needs of the developing countries. However, we can also see that the divide in e-commerce use is tremendous. And if you just want to think about the case of the UK, you have maybe 70% of people using e-commerce to buy and sell things. Whereas in rather advanced developing countries like Mexico and South Africa, less than 5% are currently buying things online. And of course, if you go to the least developed countries, that figure is even lower.
Hence the concern that it's maybe not the right time to be diving into e-commerce.
I think it's the contrary. You need to dive into this now because we know that e-commerce is going to grow in importance because it's changing the way that businesses operate among each other, with consumers and with governments. So if we want to give developing countries and the least developed countries a fair chance to participate in the transformation that we are witnessing now as a result of the digital economy, we need to give them support.
What does it mean actually on the ground? How do you help a developing country revolutionize the way it does business in an e-commerce setting?
We have identified five key areas that you need to address if you want to create a good readiness to engage in e-commerce and to reap benefits from e-commerce in the developing country setting. You need to have the adequate infrastructure, especially ICT infrastructure and affordable infrastructure. You need to have payment systems in place. And to some extent, you see the mobile money revolution now overcoming this barrier in some countries, but it's far from sufficient today in developing countries, except with a few exceptions. The third area is legal and regulatory frameworks to protect buyers online, consumers, to fight cybercrime and to protect data online. A fourth area relates to trade facilitation and transport systems. You know, when you go from big container shipments to many, many large-scale shipments of small parcels, of individual consumers buying and selling things, it changes the dynamics of the transport sector.
Do you mean it's a major headache?
It can be a major headache because the customs authorities are not necessarily geared up for this. And they need to learn how best to adapt. And here the international community can make a big help. We also need to help the small and medium-sized enterprises to understand what e-commerce is about and how they can best make use of the available tools that exist now.
And that's what you're going to be discussing at the United Nations in Geneva with your e-commerce trade and development conference from the 18th to the 22nd of April.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good opportunity to meet experts that deal with e-commerce and development from different angles. On the first day, we will, among other things, see the release of new data on how trust online is evolving around the world. We will also hear from the leading IT associations what they think the G7 countries should focus on in the ICT area at the next meeting in May. Another thing is we're talking about cybercrime and cybersecurity tools, and we will hear from the World Bank and other leading agencies on what can be done. Tuesday, Wednesday, we're going to have a two-day expert meeting on data protection and privacy and based on the implications for trade and development. This is being debated basically in all countries right now, how to deal with the protection of personal data and what happens if you are using cloud computing services where you may be situated in one country using a cloud provider in a second country and they are keeping their data in a third country. What does that mean for jurisdictions? Which laws apply? And we're going to have a great setup of speakers here from the US Federal Trade Commission, the European Commission, the Council of Europe, and corporate players like Facebook and IT business associations. Not to forget also, we will have the Consumers International Secretary General, because the consumers are a key player in the context of data protection.